Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Windows to Your Spirit. This is Cavino. I'm filling in the technical portion for Tracy. She has some technical difficulties, but we'll be together tonight. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. And of course, we always make promises we can't keep, but it's always fun to try. But I was thinking today, one suggestion, it's not about losing 100 pounds or, you know, being world peace and a bunch of things that are really tough to keep. I was thinking about a really easy one. A really easy one is make it your business once a day to do something nice for somebody. Without them asking, without them needing, just you being aware. You know, the pay it forward is more than just a concept. It's positive karma. And positive karma is something that we want to fill up the bank account with. Not for the sake of having, but knowing it's there to give us peace of mind. We have quite a few callers tonight, so I will get to you. But I did want to, like I said, wish everyone a happy, healthy, blessed new year. Try not to focus on the past. Try to go forward and really consider what 2016, how it can be better. Now, if you do the same thing, you get the same result, which means that 2016 winds up being 2015 just with a different digit. So the real trick here is change some patterns. Like I said, even if it's just being nice to somebody once a day, that's a pattern change. You feel good about yourself, you're more likely to have the strength to make those changes that are not getting you what you want, not being able to manifest what's on your mind and in your heart. So, I'm going to go ahead and start taking some callers, but I really have to stress this. Since I don't have Tracy to strong-arm you tonight, please, we have quite a few callers. Remember, I will not answer generic questions. I need a first name. You know, what's the next 6 months or what does 2016 look like? That you can book a reading on KathleenAvino.com. Be more than happy to really take a look at the next 12 months for you. And remember, if you do book a reading with me, if you let me know that you heard me on the radio, you get 10 minutes to what you've paid. So if you pay for 20, you get 30 and so forth. So let's see, who's been waiting the longest? We've got 856.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
Laura.
Hello, Laura. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks.
You're welcome, honey. How can I help you tonight?
I am looking for a major change in my career this year, so I've decided to look maybe down to North Carolina. I've been applying for some jobs down there, and I wondered if you saw me moving to North Carolina for a job change or maybe staying here where I'm locally situated.
Okay, I can't do Oregon. If you're asking me, will you move to North Carolina, my guys are saying it's months, not weeks. So, you know, be prepared to, you know, have some patience with that. And don't make the move until you do have a firm commitment from someone.
Okay.
I don't want to lose patience and decide, oh, if I move down, it'll be better. No, it won't. Don't go down there until you have something, a firm agreement with someone, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Okay, and our next caller.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Who's calling, please?
My name is Sharon.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can, hon.
Okay, there you go. My name is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. How are you today? And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same question as the first, except I don't want to move. Do you see employment? I'm looking for a new job also.
And they're saying sacrifice. If you do get a new job, there'll be sacrifice involved, either additional travel or possibly a cut in pay. So be very careful about how bad you want to get out of there. Because in 2016, I'm not seeing up. I'm either seeing lateral with a problem or a little less money.
Do you know when that's going to happen?
They're telling me it feels like summer because it's very warm.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, Faye, because like I said, I really don't see you taking anything that's going to be a step backward. You're going to be even less happy than you are now. See, my guides are telling me your job situation isn't just about the job. It's also about balance.
I know.
Putting too much emphasis on the value of what that job means to you. Taking over your life.
I know.
So I believe that Spirit's trying to tell you something by not giving you something that's suitable. It's about forcing you to treat the job more like a job and force yourself to get out of comfort zone and build more of a social life. This way what happens is the job won't be so devastating. You won't take it to heart.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we're supposed to be somewhere to learn a lesson, not to punish us, but to learn. You know, work being 80% of your pie is no good.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why I'm really not seeing a better job coming, because that's not going to solve the problem. The problem isn't the job, honey, it's the proportion.
It's the what?
It's the proportion of the job that eats up your life.
Okay.
All right, so please take that to heart. And if you want a, you know, longer reading, you're more than welcome. We can take a look at why there isn't balance, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love. Okay, the next caller we have is 510, 510.
Yes.
I didn't come in early.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this where you're close, 510?
Yes, this is Tasha. How you doing?
Hello, Tasha. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I want to know what you see as far as in relationship with me.
Question.
With Chris, do you see us getting closer, moving forward?
I mean, I get the feeling Chris is very happy with the way things are.
Okay.
You know, Chris likes his freedom. He likes to kind of come and go. He likes having you in his life. But more of a commitment, more of a time constraint investment, that's going to get dicey.
Okay.
All right, so I hope that was a help.
Okay.
All right, so you call me when you need me, okay?
Okay.
Right. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Okay, the next one we have is area code 917. Hello?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for having your show.
Honey, I can't hear you, sweetie. What's your first name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. You're welcome. How can I help you tonight?
I would like to know what do you get in spirit from my amazing boyfriend, Sean, in our relationship?
Well, I guess that the relationship is sound. I do feel like there's a ring in the future. I do feel like there is more of a commitment coming. But I also feel that you have to be patient with this man. He can't be hurried. I do feel that he is faithful to you. But, honey, I get a little complication. Who's the woman that floats in and out that he still has some kind of commitment to? I'm not getting it as emotional.
Oh, yes, he was getting divorced. That's what you get, yes.
Okay, well, that's why I'm saying you better be patient. This man will not be rushed. You know, you're probably looking easy at a year to 2 years.
Well, they live in separate places, and the divorce is going to be final soon. Do you see when it'll be final?
Well, the divorce isn't my concern. My concern is when he'll really commit to you and give you the kind of physical commitment you're looking for. This man is not ready to jump back into the pool again.
Oh, well, he was rushing, and that's why I slowed him down. He wanted us to move in together. He asked me to have a baby, and I told him no.
Well, there's a big difference between moving in, doing all this wonderful stuff, and putting a ring on your finger and getting married.
Yes.
Now,
why was he rushing?
Because he's used to being married. He doesn't want to be alone. He also doesn't
that's
want to
true.
Have to support two residences.
Okay.
So do not rush into this, I guess. Because 20 years of reading, a person who gets divorced normally needs about a year to 18 months to find themselves again. You know, when that ink dries, he's going to realize he's single. All right, so I'm not saying that it's going to go south. I'm just saying that you're going to have to be prepared for some crazy behavior.
Oh, wow.
If you're patient, you'll get, you know, if you're patient, you'll get what you want. But do not have him jump into your life until he's sure. Give him his time to get settled. Okay?
Yes. How do we reach you outside of this for readings? That was awesome.
All right. You can get me at KathleenAvino.com. And my telephone number, if you want to get, you know, more information on how to get book a reading, is 516-225-8054. But remember, I'm on New York time zone, so watch the time zone.
Okay, you said 516. Oh, I'm in New Jersey, so 516-225.
Right, I'm in Brooklyn, so we're good.
Okay.
So it's
8054, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 225-8054, and you can book the reading right on my website at KathleenAvino.com. That's Kathleen with a K. A is in Apple, V is in Victor, I-N-O, KathleenAvino.com.
Okay, and how much are you reading?
They vary according to time, and on a first-time full reading, I always recommend a half an hour. And remember, if you tell me that you're on the radio, you get the extra 10 minutes.
Oh, great,
reading.
How much is it for the half an hour?
The half an hour would be $69, so
okay.
You would get, you know, and this the first time, you would get $40. For that
oh,
amount,
great.
You're,
thank
you. You're a radio listener.
Okay, and are you on Facebook also?
I'm sorry?
Are you on Facebook also?
You're it's getting muffled, honey. I'm sorry.
Are you on Facebook?
Oh, am I on Facebook? Yes, I'm on Facebook also. And it's just Kathleen Avino, Psychic Medium.
Okay, thank you.
Just Kathleen Avino. A million ways, honey. Google me. I'm all over the place.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, honey. I wish you the best. You call me if you need me,
thank
okay?
You. Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, now we've got a 111. But I guess a Google call. Who's calling, please?
Hi there. Hi, this is Jane. Happy New Year.
Hello. How are you this evening? Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
Do you see any changes coming up for me at work?
That's kind of vague, honey. I don't see a promotion if that's what you're asking.
Well, it's like I want to know if my company will either let me work from home or do you see me moving on to another job?
Let me answer one question at a time. Do I see them letting you work at home? The answer is no. They might consider, you know, one, like a little bit of flexibility. Are you working at home now?
No.
No. But that's what I'm saying. I don't see them allowing that. They might allow one day on occasion, whatever, but I don't see them allowing in a full-time situation, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Like I said, I wouldn't make the move for you because very few companies will allow that, especially if you're new. Okay? So keep that in mind.
I'm actually not new there. I've been there for a while.
No, no. I mean, if you switch companies.
Oh, okay.
If you switch companies, it'll even be harder because you need a track record first before they'll usually allow that.
Okay, but at my current job, they won't, my company, you don't see my company allowing.
Not full time, no.
No,
now you might
okay.
Lose a day out of them, possibly.
All right. Okay,
you know,
thank you.
You'll want to tap dancing. Well, I wish you luck on that. Do call me when you need me, okay?
All right, thank you.
Take care. Okay, we've got another 111. Who's calling, please?
Good evening. My name is Deanna. I'm in Florida. How are you?
I'm good, but I do need you to speak up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should
That's
I repeat myself? Okay.
Yes, I just need your first name and your question.
Okay, my name is Deanna.
Deanna, okay, Deanna. How can I help you?
And my question is whether as a contractor, which I am, or whether as an employee, as I filed an application, do you see me going to back to work very soon?
Do I see you going back to work in 2016? I get a yes.
No, not in 2016. I mean ASAP, ASAP.
ASAP, no. Possibly some part-time. Did you sign up with some kind of temp agency? Because I see part-time leading to a full-time job. I don't get it.
No, I'm a contractor at the same place where I filed the application. So as a contractor.
I don't think you're going to take you on money. I got to be honest. I'm being told not right away. You've got some waiting to do. But I do see you back to work in 2016.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carol. The best to you.
You too, honey. And best of luck. And let's hope it is sooner than later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, the next one we've got is 760. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Bridget.
Hello, Bridget. Happy New Year. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very well, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to know what's coming up for me when I will find my true love in 2016.
I'm sorry, honey. That's too vague a question.
To know when I'm going to meet the one.
2 years.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm being told 2 years. Okay. I wish you the very best.
Okay. Thank you.
The next caller is 586. Who's calling, please?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. First name, please.
Hi. My name is Judith. I go by Jude.
Yes. Will you go by
Happy
Judy?
New Year.
Thank
Jude.
You. Do you go by Tree, honey?
Actually, I go by Jude, actually. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I need the name by you, what you go, and that's how I get into people's energy. So how can I help you?
I have many questions, and I know you said no general questions, and I'm a first-time caller. So.
Well, like I said, you can ask me one question tonight, and then you can do what I suggest to the other caller, was to book, you know, to book a full reading with me. And this way you can answer, I'll answer a zillion questions.
Oh, okay.
Honey.
Huh?
What can I answer for you tonight?
Well, I guess a two-parter, I guess you could pick. Money and love. I think that's been on the top of my mind.
Okay, money, I guess financial security. This is the problem with general questions, honey. You know, I see you having to tighten your belt a little bit, watch your pennies, but I do overall don't see you losing your house or being homeless, thank God. I'm not seeing any severe drop in money. I feel like you're making ends meet barely. They're showing me like a string being taut. But it's really about management.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, I've been
pennies.
Managing.
That's why I see
I actually. Huh?
This is why I see you. It's all about managing. As long as you manage, I see financial security. You're not wasteful.
Yeah, what I'm wondering is if I'm going to see, like, more. You know what I mean? That's a thing.
Well, I don't see more on the track you're on. If you want to take on another position or additional work, then there's a possibility. But on the line that you're on now, staying where you're staying, I'm not really seeing too much more money. It's about taking on something secondary. That's another, I see, you know, another money flow coming from a different direction.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, if you stay what you're doing, honey, the bills get paid. But in terms of more money, that would be you taking on another endeavor or a lot more responsibility.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to get creative the last 16 months because I was hit in a car accident by an old man. Yeah, that's why I actually had to stop working 2 months after. So I was injured, and I've been injured. So now I'm thinking about going back to work. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
An actual job where I don't have to be creative with my mind so much.
Okay. The thing is, like I said, that secondary is probably going back to work, which I feel you will do in 2016. And, you know, you're on workman's comp, but not workman's comp, but you're on disability. Because I see money coming in. Was insurance paying you something? Because I saw a money stream.
Yeah, I am getting it's medical for
right
now.
Okay. So that's what I was talking about. That was the stream I saw not changing. But if you go with the secondary, which would be to go get a job, then yes, the money improves. So you validated what I saw.
Wow, I'm going to have to call you for another reading because I have never heard anyone say anything that you have said. They're always wrong.
Well, you know what it is? I'm a very honest reader. All my readers, all my clients, and all the people who listen to me on the radio for years know I don't pull any punches. I don't do happy shit and make it sound good for 5 minutes and then it doesn't come true. I tell people the truth, what they need to be happy. Whether the person chooses to make the change, that's up to them, you know?
Thank you so much, and I will stay in contact. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, honey. Have a happy new year and get better.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got the last call so far is 503. 503?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, my
dear. Barbara.
Happy new year.
Hi. I'm wondering if you see my most recent relationship, if you see us getting back together and it being viable.
What's the person's first name, hon?
What's his name?
Yeah.
Vincent.
See, I got to be honest. What they're telling me is Vincent's kind of done. I feel like there was a big tug of war with you and Vincent. Vincent wanted one thing, you wanted another, and I just don't see that meeting of the mind. I will tell you this. This is not to say you may never hear from him again, but he's not going to change his mind. You better keep that in mind, no matter what he says.
Yep.
Was there a breakup around, I guess, June or 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago? Was there some kind of breakup or argument or something?
No, not really an argument, but a disagreement, and that was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, something started 6 weeks ago. I get a six.
Okay.
You might want to think about what started and wound up being the argument and ultimately created the separation, because he's not going to budge, honey.
Okay.
All right.
Good enough.
Just remember what I said. You might want to think about kind of moving on to somebody who wants to give you what you want.
That's what I need to hear.
Thank you
so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got another new caller, 805.
Hi, this is Donna. I wanted to know if the relationship is... Huh?
Happy New Year.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, honey, I just wished you a happy new year.
Oh, happy new year to you, too. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been emailing a fellow named Bob or Robert, and we're going to get together, and I wanted to know if anything was going to come of this, him and I, or if there would be someone else.
You know, I'm not seeing this Robert as a viable candidate for more than just a couple of dates, even if you get that far.
Uh-huh.
More about emailing. Was there a cancellation of a date prior or a meeting prior to this? Why don't I get some kind of postponement or plans that went awry or something?
Oh, yeah. We never got together. Yeah.
Like I said, hanging with this guy is going to be like pulling teeth, trust me.
Okay, yeah.
see if
kind of far away.
All my clients. If someone is not willing to meet you in the first 2 weeks, just drop them like a bad habit. Does that mean they're just looking for some company because they're bored?
Yeah. He lives about an hour and a half away, too. That's not good.
Well, it's not a great idea, but an hour and a half is not that bad. Should I take me an hour and a half to go to the doctor in the city sometime?
Oh, wow.
And it's only 10 miles, so, we're used to traffic.
Will someone else come in? Because I'd like to get married. I've never been married. I'm 61. Huh?
Now, I'll be honest with you, you're going to have a little bit of a problem with that. Most men, by the time they're 50, 55, and they're not married, that's the way they want to stay.
Ugh, wow.
So you're going to have to take marriage off the table because that's the quickest way for them to run the other way.
Yeah.
At least take marriage off the table for now. Just get to meet these guys, honey. Take marriage off the table and figure out if you like them.
Mm-hmm.
You're skipping 10 steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to be realistic so that something will happen, okay?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And like I said, you give me a call when you need me. We can do a much longer reading, and let's maybe take a look and see what's blocking you from getting the man that you want to be with, okay?
Oh, that's good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just find me on KathleenAvino.com.
KathleenAvino.com. Okay, Kathleen. Thank you.
God bless, honey. Take care. Okay, the next caller we have is 773.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you, honey. Who's calling, please?
My name's Joellen.
Hello, Joellen. How can I help you tonight? And promise me, no vague questions.
Okay. I'm looking for some new work.
You're looking for a new job?
Yeah, for
a
career.
Job.
I'm looking for a job.
A job. Where's the money coming from now? Are you working now?
No, temp work and
temp
substitute.
Okay, because I saw some money hit or miss. Okay, that makes sense. Only I know to the temp. Stay with the temp job because the temp job is going to lead to the permanent job.
Okay, good.
You can take these temp jobs a little bit more seriously and really make an impression on a larger company. There's a good chance they'll keep you. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Because that's what I see happening: the part time to the full time, and they're telling me it's a larger company, large.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Okay, our last caller, 111.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to see what you see from Happy New Year for 2016 as far as the relationship.
First thing, I need your first name.
Tony.
And I need a little more specific question, honey, because you will meet people in 2016.
I would like to know if there's a possible relationship, would turn out to a possible relationship with a gentleman named John.
Is this a friendship now? It reads like a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Honey, he's very happy with the friendship. John doesn't really want to share his life at this point. He's lucky. He's happy to see you once in a while, have a nice time, then he gets to go home. I wouldn't invest in this, John, other than an occasional friend, hang out once in a while. And then seriously consider broadening your social sphere because the man you're going to meet is part of a larger group that you don't know right now.
Okay.
You got to get out more. John is not going to go there. Well, thank everybody for calling in and remind everybody if you want a more in-depth reading, personal and private, you can get me at KathleenAvino.com. I wish everyone a blessed and happy New Year. Good night.